This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny today, with comfortable temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outside and enjoy the spring warmth. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF is taking action against explosive drones in southern Lebanon. Soldiers are using nets and moving under cover of darkness. YNET reported this just in. Also, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the Iranian naval blockade will continue until a nuclear agreement is reached. This comes as CENTCOM prepares for potential military actions. The Jerusalem Post shared this earlier today. Also this hour, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem's Old City has sparked significant outcry. Tensions with Christians in the area are rising. This story comes from The Forward, reported earlier today. Separately, President Trump advised Prime Minister Netanyahu to limit strikes in Lebanon to surgical actions. He warned against the destruction of buildings, citing the negative impact on Israel's image. Axios reported this earlier today. And finally, Iranian activist tells I24N EUS that preparations for another uprising are underway. They praised Netanyahu's approach while criticizing Trump's rhetoric. This was reported from earlier today by I24 News. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Linnaeus, a regional analyst, posted just minutes ago that Israel is the only real pressure on Hezbollah, but faces calls for restraint from multiple international actors, including France. Hussein, an observer in the region, wrote earlier today that Iranian regime supporters believe they can threaten with increased radicalism. He stated, "Iran will only face more discipline." Ihab Hussein, a human rights advocate, highlighted earlier that Israeli settlers are attacking Palestinians, yet Palestinians are being detained instead of the settlers. He questions the fairness of this system. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. YNET reports that the IDF is actively countering the Hezbollah drone threat. By deploying nets and operating at night, soldiers aim to reduce risks and maintain security. This ongoing strategy underscores the persistent tension in the region, affecting both military operations and civilian safety. Turning to the U.S.-Iran situation. According to the Jerusalem Post, President Trump's stance on continuing the naval blockade puts pressure on Tehran to negotiate a nuclear deal. CENTCOM's readiness for military action suggests heightened military alertness. For civilians, this means ongoing uncertainty and potential impacts on international shipping lanes. Meanwhile, The Forward reports tensions in Jerusalem's Old City following an attack on a nun. This incident comes amid rising tensions with the Christian community. The arrest of the suspect highlights ongoing security challenges. For residents, it increases anxiety over religious and communal harmony. On the diplomatic front, Axios notes that Trump's advice to Netanyahu to restrict strikes in Lebanon aims to manage Israel's international image. This guidance comes amidst a fragile ceasefire. For Israel, this presents a balancing act between military necessity and diplomatic perception. Finally, I24 News shares insights from an Iranian activist who sees an impending uprising. They express admiration for Netanyahu's approach, contrasting with criticism of Trump's rhetoric. This suggests a complex dynamic of influence between regional and global powers, impacting Iran's internal and external policies. Turning to business news. First, Walla Business reports that crime in Israel's Arab sector costs the economy billions. The Treasury's chief economist estimates a significant GDP burden. This highlights the economic impact of societal issues within Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals the opening of the home gas market to competition. The Ministry of Energy's new index will show price differences, aiming to benefit consumers. This move signifies a shift towards market transparency and consumer choice. And finally, CTEC reports that cyber unicorn Pantera is cutting 40 jobs while expanding its AI initiatives. Despite the job cuts in marketing and headquarters, they continue to recruit engineers. This reflects a strategic pivot towards innovation and technology development. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.